Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're going to talk about the other side. Trying to relate to where they're at. Trying to relate to where they're coming from. Maybe even having a little bit of sympathy for the position they're in. Because there are a lot of people who are having, let's just say, mixed emotions, conflicting emotions, when it comes to what's happening in Russia right now. And this really kind of sums it up. You seemed really upset about the Russians getting drafted. They could have protested when all of those horrible things were happening to Ukrainian civilians. They didn't. They're not against the war. They're just against dying in it. They were fine when they were safe. But now it's a problem because they're going to be there too. No lies detected. Everything in that's true. Those are all 100% true statements about them and about us. It's human nature. People care about the pebble in their shoe, not the rock slide 1,000 miles away. Yeah, there were a bunch of moments that could have brought forth a strong movement against the war inside of Russia. There were a bunch of things that happened that could have encouraged people to get out there in the streets. And it was the mobilization, it was the risk of them themselves having to go that acted as that catalyst to get them out in the streets. True enough, it's a fact, but we're not any different. I mean, we're the United States. Believe me, there's a giant list of things that we could justifiably just go on strike for and shut the entire country down to express our displeasure with what's happening or what has happened. But we don't. We didn't. I understand what you're saying. I also understand the drive to not die. I mean, that seems pretty basic. Self-preservation is kind of the first law of nature. So it's not surprising. And yeah, it does upset me. I don't want anybody else to be thrown into a cauldron of war and strife for some rich guy's ego. These are normal people who are going to be forced to go. I do sympathize with them. And I don't think that we're that different. I think there are many people who would do the exact same thing here, who maybe have done the exact same thing here. At the same time, I also want to point something else out. When you're talking about the waste that this is going to create, yeah, the focus is on the amateur army that Russia is going to be fielding. But all of those horrible things that happened, they are a whole lot more likely to happen again and again when you are talking about a group of scared, untrained people who don't want to be there. They're much more likely to engage in horrible acts. This move, it's a bad move. It's bad all the way around. It's bad for everybody. And when you're in a situation and you're trying to figure out why somebody else is acting in a certain way, try to put yourself in their shoes, because odds are at some point you've been in a similar situation where you kind of looked the other way until it got a little too close to home. Doesn't make it right. We should all strive to be better than that, but it also doesn't mean it's uncommon. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.